This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Quick, which one of these is not like the other? Game of Thrones, True Detective, Sesame Street, and, I don't know, Boardwalk Empire, maybe? Ha! Trick question, because you factor out the violence and the nudity and maybe the bad language, and they are more alike than you think, those shows. Sesame Street is relocating to HBO, home of some of the most grown-up content out there. Yes, new episodes are still going to be available on PBS, but HBO is going to get them first because, surprise, television is expensive to make. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on the economic realities that have Big Bird headed behind a paywall.
Oh, greetings. It is I, the Count. And
if instead of tallying bats, the Count were to peer through his monocle at Sesame Workshop's financials, he'd see millions in losses. Sesame spends $115 million a year, with nearly $7 million just on what its accountants call Muppet acquisition. Even though Sesame Street aired on PBS, most of the money to pay for all that came from elsewhere. Jim Steyer is CEO of the nonprofit Common Sense Media.
The reason Sesame Workshop was able to keep producing Sesame Street at very high cost is because they had extraordinary DVD and merchandising revenue, and that has started to decline.
DVDs are pretty worthless in a streaming age. University of Georgia professor Jeffrey Jones directs the Peabody Awards, which have honored Sesame Street and HBO over the years.
The ability to extend its franchise, extend its brand, and in particular get that type of funding from a private source is just enormously important for them.
You're listening to public media right now, so you may have a problem with paying to see new Sesame Street episodes. Jones and others acknowledge the potential for backlash, but putting new episodes behind a paywall is a way to cover the cost of making quality shows, says John Swallen, chief research officer at Cantor Media.
If HBO is the corporate partner that can fund that and help that happen, as opposed to their prior relationship with PBS, then that's the way the chips fall.
For its money, HBO gets top-drawer children's content, a hook to lure subscribers. Parents and kids still have Sesame Street, just not the way they used to. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.